Haftira, Parshas Emor, Yecheskel, Kapitel Mem Dalet. There are many psukim in this Haftira which speak about halachas of Keharim, which seems to contradict halachas which we learned in the Torah. The Radak and the Barbanel have a mahalach that since Yecheskel Mem Dalet is concerning La'asad Lavi in a chanami will be chedushim, not like the Torah. The third base mikdash will have special halachas. The Gemara in many places finds this to be contradictory, and the Gemara tries to work out to make the two shtim, the Psukim and Yecheskel and the Torah, that there isn't that contradiction b'chlal. So we're going to learn one of those sugyas right now. In Perek Mem Dalet Pasuk Chafei, the Navi says, Ve'el meis adam la yavai l'tama. It is also for a kohen to make himself tamei. Kiim la'avu la'eimu la'veinu la'vas la'ochu la'achoyza sh'alayhoyza l'ishya tamo, only to the sixth kraivim. And the seventh one, a wife, Chazal learned from a Pasuk also in Chumash. Va'acharei taharasai, after he finishes being tamei, when he separates himself, when he makes himself tahar, shivas yomim yispurulai. They should count 7 days for him. Make sure that he's really 7 days of paraduma, hazah, everything. Make sure he's tahar. And now, pasuk of zayin, the main topic of our shir today. Uviyoyim boyoy el hakodesh, the day that he steps back into the Beis HaMikdash, when he comes back to work into the Beis HaMikdash, el hachotzer hapnimis, the shareis bakodesh, to work in the inner chotzer, yakriv hatosoy nu'um Hashem alikim, you should bring a carbon chatas. We want to understand what exactly is this carbon chatas, which is brought when he comes back to work in the Beis HaMikdash. We're not speaking about a nazir. Any kohen that becomes tamei, comes back to Beis HaMikdash, does not. We never heard of him having to bring a carbon chatas before. We don't know about this from Chumash. So there's two main mahalachim over here. One mahalach is again the Radak and the Barbanel who say, Nayazach, Lasad Lavoy, there's going to be a new carbon chatas, which will be brought by the kohanim after their tamei. They come back a new type of carbon chatas. The Mendel Hirsch and his Pirush and Avtayr says something similarly. We find by the Miluim that there was a chatas that they had to bring. So maybe Lasad Lavoy, Miluim Abayi Shlishi, there's also going to be a special carbon chatas. Okay. That's one mahalach. Then they bring also the Gemara in Moed Katan, and Daf Tazvav and Beis Tazayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara brings this pasuk. And the Gemara says this chatas is referring to Asiris Ha'efa Shaloi. What is Asiris Ha'efa Shaloi, his tenth of an Efa? It's referring to the special carbon which is discussed at the beginning of Parshat Tzav of an Asiris Ha'efa, which the Torah Akdesha tells us, beginning of Tzav, in Perek Vav, right after Sheni, Vaydar Bashal Moshalim, is that carbon Ari Nevonah Sheyakrivu L'Hashem B'yom Yimashach Ha'isai. When Aaron and his sons are nimshach to work into the Mishkan, they should bring asiris ha'efa soiles mincha tamid machatzisa ba'boker machatzisa be'erev. So this is the minchas chavitin of the kohen gadol, which the kohen gadol will bring every single day. So that's the asiris ha'efa. Now there were two asiris ha'efas, two minchas chavitin. There's the minchas chavitin which the kohen gadol will bring every single day. He's a kohen gadol, as long as he's serving as kohen gadol, every single day he brings a new minchas chavitin. However, the Gemara Menachos learns, and Rashi brings this in Chumash and Parshas Tzav, that every new kohen would also bring this minchas chavitin. So it was brought as a one-time carbon by every new kohen, and it's more commonly referred to as a minchas chinuch. Now, it's the same as the kohen gadol's, except the kohen gadol brings it every single day, and the kohen hegid brings it only on the first day on the job. So the Gemara says, in Moed Katan again, that this pasuk in the Haftarah that says, "Uviyoyim boyei la kodesh," when he comes to work in the kodesh, "alachotzer apnimis l'sharis b'kodesh yakriv chatosoi no mashal yishbring his chatos." What is chatos referring to? So again, Tanakama in Moed Katan, Rabbi Yehuda says this is referring to asiris ha'efa shaloi. Which asiris ha'efa? So in our Rashi in Moed Katan, there seems to me to be a stira. First Rashi says it's going on the Kohen Gadol, then Rashi says Beferish afterwards going on the Kohen Hegit. Tosfos is Geiris that Rashi was Geiris. Tosfos quotes from Rashi, Beferish says it's going on the Kohen Hegit. That the Kohen Hegit's one time, Minchas Chavitin, the day that he becomes a first serves as a Kohen, his Minchas Chinuch, that's what this pasuk is referring to. Now Tosfos says, why Dafka the Minchas Chinuch of the Kohen Hegit? Why not say it's going also on the on the Kohen Gadol. Why did Rashi explain it this way? So Taisus explains, and Rashi already says it beferish, and again in part of the Rashi, and the Radak brings this, that if we go back to the first pasuk which we quoted now, pasuk began and said that the Kohen's not allowed to make himself tummy except to the Shiva or Sheish Kroivim. That's obviously speaking about a Kohen Hedyot, because a Kohen Gadol doesn't make himself tummy to anybody. So we're obviously speaking about someone that was tummy as a Kohen Hedyot. And a Kohen Hedyot, says the Navi, when he comes back and he becomes a Kohen, is b'sha'aris b'fnim, then he should bring his Asiris Eifa. So which Asiris Eifa? Well, that was obviously the Kohen Hedyot. So Taisus is Masber, that's why Rashi explained that's going on the Minchas Chinuch of a Kohen Hedyot. Rabbi Avraham Adler Shlita showed me that the Gemara Menachis, the first Vasir Seifa, also was a Chatas. We'll see soon. And Rashi says, why is a Asir Seifa called a Chatas? Like you see in Yechaskel, in our Pasuk. However, he also showed me, Yushalmi in Shkal and Perag Beis, Halacha Dalid, and it has a discussion about this, especially I see over there in the Mishnah Eliyo. On the Yerushalmi has a gigantic discussion that really it's a machlokes rishonim if the Asiris Seifa that the Gemara is talking about is referring to the Kohen Hedyots or the Kohen Gadols. And the Radak and the Baran El Taka learn that the Gemara means the Kohen Gadols. But Mamonashak, we're stuck with Akasha. The Radak asks us Akasha and he blibes Shver. If we're speaking about the Kohen Gadols, that's his Asiris Seifa. Then we have the kasha that Taisus already mentioned. The pasuk earlier said that this kohen is someone who has matam himself to the different krivims. That can't be a kohen gadol. And if we're speaking about the kohen gadol himself, if we're speaking about the kohen hedyot, in fact, the radaka moyer dika kasha. If we're speaking about the kohen hedyot milchus chinuch, in fact, the radak that. What is the problem? What's this pasuk telling us? When he comes in, he should bring his chatas. Of course he brings his chatas. Why shouldn't he bring his chatas? It's his first time coming. While he was tamei, he obviously hasn't yet served. Because if he's already been a kohen before, he wouldn't bring a new minchas chinuch. If any time a kohen becomes tamei, he doesn't come back, basically because bring a new minchas chinuch. It's only his first time ever on the job. So what's this pasuk speaking about? He was Tamei. That doesn't concern us. Now it's his first time working in the Mishkan, the first time working in the Beis HaMikdash. So of course he's going to bring a Minchas Chinuch. But Chalal, what's the Chiddush of this Pasuk that we don't already know from the Chumash? What's the Chiddush, Bechalal? So we have a number of terutzim on this Kasha of the Radak L'Chayr, we could say. First of all, the Barbanel himself says an amazing thing. The Barbanel asks, maybe he's referring to this Kasha, maybe he's not. One thing the Barbanel says is, what happens if a Kohen was a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, he brought his Milchas Chinuch, and he's working there for many years very faithfully, and then Rachman al-Islam, the first Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. And then many years go by, and the second Beis HaMikdash is built. Or from the second to the third. So like the Malum, this Pasuk is Mechadish, that he needs to bring a new Milchas Chinuch. The Pasuk in Yechezkel is speaking about Bayis Shlishi, it means to say, I don't know what you did, Chiyas HaMeisim, the Kohen gets up at Chiyas HaMeisim, last time he already brought his Minchas Chinuch, every Kohen is going to have to bring a Minchas Chinuch when he comes back to Bayis Shlishi. That's a Chiddush that the Malbim says. There's another Chiddush, the way some learn, is that, I think that Taisus in Ma'ikotan learns, Taisus in Ma'ikotan says, listen, in Chumash, it's not the Feirish that every Kayin, every new Kayin, is this Chanech with a Minchas Chinuch. It's not the Feirish. Why? The Pasuk says in Tzav, Ze Korban Arin Uvonov, Sher Yakrivu Lashem Yoni Mashachoy, Soy Asir Seifa. Aaron and his sons bring Asir Seifa. So Aaron, of course, is his daily Korban. Uvonov, you might think, says the Gemara in Menachis, Gemara Menachas Daf Nun Aleph says you might think that this pasuk is referring to the kohen, and then his sons when they take over him. Vanav just means when Aaron's nifter, then his sons should also bring the same carbon. So you don't really have any makar in this pasuk the feirish that every kohen has to bring a minchas chinuch. Maybe Vanav meant when they become kohen gadol, they'll bring it every single day. So the Gemara Menachas says it can't be because later on it says a few pasukim later in Parshat Tzav.
HaKoyin HaMashiach Tachta Bibono V'Yasa Oysa. Whoever is going to become new Koyin Gadol instead of the Koyin Gadol should also do this. Chok Oylam Lashem. So, says the Gemara, we already know that every new Kohen Gadol is going to have to do it. It wasn't just by Aaron. So it must be that Karban Aaron of Vanov. Vanov meant also every new Kohen should bring. So it's a drasha, but it's not Beferish. So if it's not Beferish, this Pasuk in Cheskel is being a varer, something which is not Beferish a Pasuk. That's completely acceptable. There's a Taisvis in my cotton says, and the Chayr again, that will answer the Kasha, the Radak. That Re'olam we're speaking about, Mechas Chinuch of a Kohen Hedit, Vase Bechlal, the Chiddush. So the Chiddush is, either like the Malbim, that there's a new base, and Mikach needs a new Minchas Chinuch, or we never really had a Makar anywhere favorish in the Torah, that every Kohen Hedya brings a Minchas Chinuch. Another Ara, before I get to my last Ara, is in this Pasuk, Ubiyoyim Boya al HaKadosh al HaChotzer HaPnimis, the Shari's by Kodesh. What's Chotzer HaPnimis? So Rashi says, Chotzer HaPnimis, when he comes into the Kodesh to do his Avodah, and in the Gemara in my cotton also says he comes into the Rashi says also the Beirush when he comes in to do his avoida stam in the chotzer. It's all the mafarshim explain this pasuk. L'chayra we had the same words chotzer apnimis earlier in the haftarah in pasuk yud zayin. And the pasuk says earlier in the haftarah v'hoi b'voyim when the kohanim come in al shari chotzer apnimis when they come into chotzer apnimis same words. Then they should wear big day pishtam. And Rashi explains from Chazal, it's going on Avodas Yom Kippurim. So Avodas Yom Kippurim, when they go inside, the Lefnai of Lefim, they have to wear big day pishtam, big day lovim. L'chayra, it's very shver. Pasuk Yud Zayin, speaking about a Kohen Gadol Avodas Yom Kippurim, it's called Chotzer HaPnimis. And by us, every Kohen Gadol or every Kohen Hedyet, when he does his Avodah, it's also being called a Chatzar HaPnimis. So is Chatzar HaPnimis referred to the Kadoshim or referred to the Kodesh? It's my Kasha. So I think we could say, and it sounds to me also from our Breuer's Pshat, Breuer's Sefer on Yechazkel, I mean to say the same thing, that the second Pasuk, it just says a Chatzar HaPnimis. Our Pasuk just says Chatzar HaPnimis. Chatzar HaPnimis means the Chatzar outside the Mishkan, the Azar, and then Pnimis means you go into the Heichal, into the Dvir, but not the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But earlier it said v'hoi b'vayim al sharei hachotzer apnimis. What sharei hachotzer? What sharei lashon rabin? What sharei b'chlal? What sharei means you went an entrance after entrance. You're going in to go to one shari to the next shari. You're walking in till you're gonna get the kodesh hakadoshim. And in that pasuk, Taka finishes and says b'sharei b'sharei hachotzer apnimis v'voisa heading inwards. So there it's Taka the kodesh hakadoshim. But the main thing we want to speak about today, after all this Hezber, and again, we're just touching onto a Gevaldik Asugya in Ma'idkot and Tezvom and Beis and Tezayin and Aleph, just according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way Taisus learns it. The Ha'ara Gedolah we wanted to speak about is why is a Minchas Chavitin or a Siris Ha'efa, whether it's going on the Kohen Gadol's or the Kohen Hedyot's, why is it called a Chatas? A Chatas is always a live animal. A carbon Chatas. Even a carbon oil of a yair, which might bring a mincha, we don't find anywhere that is called a chatas. We don't find anywhere that is taka called a chatas. Here it's mamish a mincha schoite of a soite, yes, let's say, yeah? Mincha is a mincha of a chayte. Or someone has to bring a chatas. You say, oh, it's a mincha of a chatas. But to say that the carbon itself has a shame chatas, you only lechayra find this over here. What would be the reasoning for it? And taka, so again, what Rav Avdah showed me before, that I mentioned, this sugi and shkalim has a shayla, and says the Gemara Menachis Darshins, it is called a mincha, it's not called a mincha, and Rashi says, referring back to this sugya, if a Siris Ha'efa is going on, when it says chatas, if it's going on a Siris Ha'efa or not. Is chatas here called a Siris? But it's like Kiddush. Why should a Siris, what's shout of this man, the Amar, that says that a Siris Ha'efa is called a chatas? So, Reb Breuer it was recently printed, at least I got it recently, reprinted maybe, in his Pirish on Sefer Yechezkel. So he says, based on Reb Hirsch al-Ataira, his Eder, Reb Hirsch al-Ataira says that the inyan of a mincha, especially, particularly a minchas chavitin, was to tell a kohen that even what you enjoy in your shirayim, whatever you're eating, everything all the time, we know that a minchas kohen is always completely burnt on his back.
You have to realize you're working now for the Beis HaMikdash. Stop being involved in yourself like most people are. Instead, get involved in Avodas Hashem. Concentrate on doing things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to know what your chelik in life is going to be? Your chelik in life is going to be to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's talk in the next pasuk in Haftarah. And there were kehanim many times in history who unfortunately misused their position for kavod, for getting food, for olam hazeh. They completely misused whatever the avodah Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be. So the pasuk says, you're coming in, says Reb Boyer, you're coming in, you have to realize right now, a chatas, a kapar from what you did until now. You have a new type of life, a new chapter of your life is opening up, where you're going to be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to say a little differently, so what we're thinking before we saw this already, in the Torah HaKadosha, when Yaakov Avinu comes back to Eretz Yisrael after being away from so many years from his father, so the Torah says in Parshas VeYishlach, he instructed his sons and told them, Hasiru Alehei Anecher, get rid of the Getshkes, get rid of the Avodah Zarah, get rid of the idol worship which you have in your possessions. And the Navi and the Torah tells us that they took it, found stuff, and they buried it underneath a tree. The Farshans say, Hayi Tochen, is it possible? Could we have such a tzad that Yaakov Avinu's sons, Bitosi Shlema, the Tzadikim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, all these Moedik and Tzadikim, Tzadikim, all Yen Shiftika, Elu Shmois, B'nei Yisrael, Aboyim, Mitzrayimah. Is there a tzad to say that they had a Avodah Zarah in their possession? How is it Shayach Bachlal? And he tells them all, and it says they taka went and they did it. So, Mefarshim HaMazber, Azai Yisoid. There are certain areas, certain lifestyles, certain things which in Chutz La'aretz is acceptable. It is fine. Certain dress mode, certain type of clothing, certain machinery, certain items, in Chutz La'aretz it might be acceptable. But when you come into the king's palace, La'amoynoi shel melech, when you come into Beis Hashem, into Eretz Yisrael, those things which before were kosher become treif, they become avodah zarah compared to what they were in Chutz La'aretz. It might be acceptable, it might be proper Yiddishkeit in Chutz, it might be very good, but in Eretz Yisrael you have to live with a higher standard, and it's unacceptable in Eretz Yisrael to have those things. Like Yaakov Avinu was telling his sons, there might be things which is totally fine for Chutz La'aretz, maybe it's important, but when you're coming back now to Eretz Yisrael, to base Yitzchak, Yaakov was bringing them back to base Yitzchak, these things are considered avodah zarah. And they taka found, whatever they found, whether it means literally or not, they found things which might have been okay in Chutz La'aretz, might have been important in Chutz La'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, no. We know the Ramban tells Yaakov Avinu himself, his wife was nifter, because Yaakov Avinu had to now be Shomer Kol HaTorah Kula, and he couldn't have two sisters anymore, and that's why Rachel was nifter when he came back to Eretz Yisrael. Ramban al HaTorah. Ramban tells us in last week's parsha that in Chutz La'aretz, everybody lives underneath Sarim. There's Sarim, there's different ministers and Shemaim, different mazolos, the Ramban says, which bring bracha and shefa down to the people of Chutz La'aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, you are solely underneath HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And over here, when you're completely under the Ein Hashem Aleikecha, you have to live a different way. And maybe it was okay to do this and to do that, and that's what I do, and that's how I was brought up, and that's my minig, and that's all good for Chutz La'aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, it turns into Avodah Zarah. It may be, and that's pshat of the famous Gemara in Ksubas, where the Gemara learns from a pasuk with David HaMelech, where David HaMelech says in Tehillim, I was chased out of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, and therefore I was being pushed to go serve Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, well, David's in Chutz La'aretz, why does he have to go serve Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara in Ksubas, the famous Gemara, the Gemara says, Kol Adar b'Chutz La'aretz doime kimi she'ein lo eliha. Kol Adar b'Eretz Yisrael doime kimi she'esh lo eliha. So we could say, different pshatim in that Gemara, we could say, based on what we're saying, that someone from Eretz Yisrael looks at people living in Chutz La'aretz and certain things that they do, and certain things that are allowed, and certain things that are tolerated, certain things that are acceptable. He says, that's a little bit of Avodah Zarah. For Chutz La'aretz, it's okay. It's fine. But that's considered okay for Chutz. That's considered daimeh kimi she'ein l'eliha. Ma'ashayik in Eretz Yisrael, people are living in more dehaibin aleimin. That's how it's supposed to be. More uplifted, be more special than they lived in Chutz La'aretz. You don't just come into Eretz Yisrael, you don't just make Aliyah, you don't just fall into Eretz Yisrael, it has to be Aliyah, you have to be Oila, you have to be steiging, you have to go up levels when you come to Eretz Yisrael. I was thinking also maybe, That was the Machlaikis, Mordechai, and the rest of Sanhedrin, who said, what's wrong with, most Klai Yisrael said, what's wrong with going to Sudas Achashverosh? Well, what's the Isser? Mordechai said, no, you're not allowed to go. According to many Shitas, it was kosher food. But it's a Karnas of Fashis, who says, maybe we can go. And many people held you allowed to go. Mordechai was from Lishkas Agazis. He had different time in the first Beis HaMikdash. And he was waiting for the second Beis HaMikdash. Mordechai, even though he was in Chutz La'aretz right there in the time of Purim, he was an Eretz Yisrael Dikayid. He says, this Sudas HaChashverish, it's treif. It's Avodah Zarah. The people who lived in Chutz La'aretz, who grew up there, Tamid HaChacham and the Rabbanim who lived there, said, I want to see what the problem is. What's wrong? What's wrong? It's totally fine. Adarab, we're supposed to go. Maybe they were right. Maybe they were right to go to Sudas HaChashverish. But Mordechai was also right. Mordechai had an Eretz Yisrael they could cook. And with that outlook, Mordechai says, this is not something to do. It's absolutely wrong. The other one said, the words are saying the Shulchan Aruch, we can't do it. And Mordechai would point to his heart and say, this is the Eretz Yisrael they could Shulchan Aruch. That's why we're not allowed to do it. And Memele, we tell the new Kayin who's coming in to work in the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be stagging right now. You're going to a new plateau, a new part of your life, a new chapter of your life. Until now, there were many things which you did which were acceptable, but from now on, you can't do this anymore. And for the past, you look into the past, and you need to bring a karmel chatas. And, of course, you're reminded of the famous story of Rabbeinu Saadia Gaon, who once came to an inn to spend the night, and the innkeeper recognized that there's a very noble-looking person, looks like a very special Jew, and he was mechaber him, treated him very nicely. The next day, people heard that the Gadol HaDor, Rabbeinu Saadia Gaon, was in his town, so they all crowded around the inn, and they were trying to get brachas, and eitzes, and ask shailos, and the innkeeper also came before Saadia Gaon and fell to his feet, and started to cry. He said, Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu, please, yimoichel me. So Saadia Gaon said, why? You treated me so nicely. He says, if I would have only known that you're Rabbeinu Saadia Gaon, I would have treated you even nicer. Rabbeinu Saadia Gaon began to cry and said, every single day I grow a little bit more in my avodas Hashem. I become a little bit more knowledgeable in Torah, a little closer to Hashem through dveikus b'mitzvahs. And I look back at yesterday and I say, yesterday, look how I served Hashem. And you read I did my best yesterday, but compared to what I know today, it was a sinful day. And of course, with this, we can understand why Mitzvah Yom HaKadosh, Mitzvah Yom Kippur, we say Slach Lanu, famous Kasha. The answer is after Yom Kippur, after we have the final Tahara of Itzumi Shoyim, the last moment, that's Rosh Tahara, then all of a sudden we have a new understanding, a new outlook, a new cook, and we look back and we feel sinful about how we acted before, even though we have a Kapara, because we're recognizing how bad it was, Taka, and that's why we say Slach Lanu. So here we have perhaps an idea why it would be called a kar mechatas. Places himself in Ma'ikotin, says it's mechate, it cleanses him, it prepares him. That's a lashon of Taisus. I think Taisus is coming to answer also why it's called a chatas. But according to what we're saying, the dogish is, the stress is, that the reason why his asiris ha'efa is being called a chatas is because he's leaving over the regular world. He's leaving over what some people might call the real world, but he's going into the Torah-dika, emistic, avodas Hashem world. He's going to be dedicating the rest of his life to kahuna, and for everything he did in the past, everything he lived in the past, even if it was mutter and it was fine, it was kosher, he looks at that and he brings a chatas on that. And he disassociates himself from everything he did in the past by bringing his minchas chinuch, which the Navi tells us is machadish to us. Here we have another chiddush of what this pasuk is. Mechadish as a bechina of a chatas. And of course, according to different gemaras, it learns halachas from it in Menachas and in Shkalim with what to do with leftover money, if you could use it for this or for that. Of course, it'll be an afkamina that's called chatas. That'll be mamash an afkamina la halacha. So, just to summarize, we brought this pasuk that says he's going to make a chatas la salavai. Maybe we need some new type of chatas. Or the Gemara says going on the minchas chavitin. Is it the minchas chavitin that the kohen hedya brings, kohen gadol brings, is a bit of a shaila. And Pasha's going on the Kohen Hedid, because earlier it spoke about the same Kohen being himself Tameh to all different Kroivim, so it must be the Kohen Hedid. And if so, what's the Chiddush of the Pasuk Bechlal? Maybe the Chiddush is every new Beis Mikdash needs a new Mechas Chavitin. Maybe the Chiddush is because in Chumash it's not so Mefurish enough. But we're saying another Chiddush is that the Torah is Mechadish, the Navi is Mechadish, this has a Bechin of a Chatas. Why is it called a Chatas? To teach us, this is the Musar over here, is that you lived your life one way until now, but you're stagnant, you're becoming something new, leave it behind, grow up, and bring a chatas, have that outlook that till now, it was an aveira. Yeah, compared to my new life, it's considered an aveira. It's relative. It's gray. It wasn't black and white, it was gray. But as you stagnant and you go more and more into the non-gray era, you look back at the gray and say, maybe the gray was sinful. The Baruch Hashem should help us. We should keep on stagnant and grow from day to day. Good Shabbos.